Let's get theoretical.
Awesome hypothetical. Hi.
Gather round, everyone. We're doing the thing.
The stuffs. It's been a while. And the thing.
We're doing awesome hypotheticals.
Yup.
It's been too long since we've done awesome hypotheticals, and this one is it's gonna be nostalgic. It's gonna be back to basics because we haven't done awesome hypotheticals in a long time. Literally, this segment is we're doing a sound check at the same time that we're doing the sound check. We're trying to do a segment because we're trying to maximize our efforts while we're recording. So, and how this works is you just find a random ass hypothetical question and you answer it. And the idea is to stimulate conversation. And at the end of it, we're trying to figure out the mysteries of the universe. And invariably by the end, we do figure out everything, all the mysteries of the universe, while simultaneously we figure nothing out. It's fucking bizarre. We figure everything out, but then we have no clue what the hell we learned. So with that, let's start with the first random ass mystery of the universe. It's to hit it.
Would you rather have to say everything that comes to your mind or never say anything again?
Fuck. I kind of do that anyway.
I
just, like business as usual. That would be my answer.
Oh.
Business as usual. So yes, I would just say everything that comes to my brain. But I do withhold a lot of stuff, like that I would otherwise be like, this fucking asshole. This guy's fucking idiot. You know, like there's just so many times during the day where I'm like, oh fuck this shit. Like, you know, where I'm like, someone will say something to me, and I just want to be like, well, you're a real fucking asshole. You know that? Like, I just wish I could say that to someone.
But then you'd have to say all that stuff too. So would you still pick that answer?
Yes. Okay. Yes, because if it's either say nothing at all, I'd rather just finally say everything I ever wanted instead of like, you know, and actually it would be kind of cathartic. It'd be like, wow, like 110% honesty would just come out of me. It'd be great. it'd be difficult, but I don't know. What about you? Would you rather say nothing ever again or everything? I know your answer.
I'd rather say everything.
You already do. You don't need this one. Okay, so this is dealer's choice, I'm calling it now. This is dealer's choice. Random ass choice / dealer's choice. Hit me.
If you were a superhero, which of your friends would you pick as your sidekick, and what would your respective powers be?
Well, here's the thing. Superheroes always make, I think they always make the worst decision by picking a sidekick that they care about. Like, you should pick someone you trust, but if they get hurt or die, you'll be able to kind of psychologically move on from it.
Yeah.
So you got to pick someone that's valuable, you can have, like, you can trust your life with, but if they die, you're like, man, you fucking, you know, whatever. I mean, like, he was a good guy, but, you know, he knew what he was getting into. It's fucked up, but it's true. Like, if you have to have a sidekick, I would like someone I could trust, but, so I don't know. Like, if I had to pick, I mean, I'd hate to say Stoddy. I'd hate to say Stoddard Blackhall in that regard, but I guess I'd pick Stoddard, maybe.
Okay.
If not, because, you know, I don't want him to die necessarily, but I know he can fend for himself, but if he did die, I'd be like, well, he knows the code.
He knows the
Stoddy
code.
Knew the game when he signed up for it. So maybe Stoddard Blackhall would be my sidekick, but he would be so good at sidekicking that I'd become his sidekick. He'd reverse it on me. He'd be so good at sidekicking, I'd have to be the sidekick. That's how good he'd be.
What about the second part of the question?
Which one?
What would your respective powers be?
Oh, I'd have to pick a power for myself and for him?
Yes.
Shit. Well, what would you do? Who would your sidekick be, and what would your powers be? Just like your best friend or your worst enemy?
No. A really hard question.
It is.
Because the only people in my life I really give a shit about, so.
Well, I mean, that's just my basis of comparison.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I mean, it could be anyone. I guess it doesn't have to be someone you know. Because I just picked Stoddy. Because I'm like, well, Yeah, I mean, it's not like oh god, that sounds horrible. Like, I don't care if Dottie. I do care. I clearly do. I need him, and he's a good friend. But you know, it's like he can handle his own shit. You know what I mean? Basically, we both can.
That's a really hard question. I'm just gonna have to go ahead and say Mackenzie.
Oh, right on. Oh yeah, you're.
It's my best friend. For those of you guys who don't know.
Yeah, Mac. So you'd pick Mac. What would your guys' powers be? I bet you have that part figured out.
I don't, actually.
No?
No.
Shit. I think, Stoddy's a musician, so he'd probably hypnotize people with his music.
Or he could be like a siren.
Or he could be like Banshee or something. But I'd like his music to be his power. Because then he could just like play music and whatever music he played, they'd have like that's the mood they'd be in. So if he played sad music, they'd be fucking depressed or
he could like put them to sleep.
Put them to sleep or who knows? Like you can just like it, like the music would be his superpower.
Why do I feel like there is a superhero like that?
There might be Tom. I might be thinking of Tom Bombadil from Lord of the Rings, but I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah. He was a lute player. Did he play the lute? Lyre? Was he L-I-R-E? The lyre?
I don't know. I might be thinking of the Pied Piper.
Oh, the one who led the mice out of the kingdom? Pied Piper? Or was it, right?
Didn't he lure children away?
I thought it was the mice.
No, I thought it was like a Peter Pan sort of situation.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person about fairy tales. I don't know. And I only know what Disney told me. And Disney fucked up most of it. No offense, Disney. I love you. But those early cartoons. Oh, man.
I still don't know what would be.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I figured out Stoddy's. I guess I've got to figure out mine now. My power would be, if his would be music. I don't know, like, I've always been I like superheroes that, like, Batman, mm-hmm. like, he's my favorite, clearly my favorite superhero, so he's like a ninja, right? So I'd like ninja powers. I'd be like a ninja, covert, super ninja, I don't know, who's really good at ninjaing. Or I'd be a wizard. I'd do magic stuff. That'd be cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wizard that does magic stuff. Ooh, that'd be fun. Like Gandalf or Dumbledore. You know Jude Law's playing Dumbledore? Youngledore? He's playing Youngledore?
Youngledore.
That's a hashtag Youngledore
for
Jude
that.
Law. I think he's a great idea for young Dumbledore, Youngledore.
My stuff would be kind of dumb because I really think even if I had like superhero powers, I would still continue to live my life as normal. I would just want to eat whatever I want without gaining weight.
So you would be like Kirby in the video games? Yeah. Like Kirby can suck people in and then spit them out?
Yeah.
No, I don't do that. That's lame. Well, you would have a cool superpower. Who's your favorite superhero? That's what
Harley,
I based it
well,
on. Harley?
Harley Quinn.
So being crazy.
Super villain.
So being insane.
Yeah.
Being super insane, but super intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Being an evil genius. Is your super? So you'd be a villain? No, don't be a villain.
I would be a villain.
You'd use it for good. You'd be crazy for.
Yeah.
You'd be like the Moon Knight. Moon Knight's a crazy hero. He has multiple personalities.
So I'd be
disorder.
Like an anti-hero.
Yeah, you could be like an anti-hero.
Okay.
Venom's like an anti-hero, I guess.
I
which
don't know.
Tom Hardy? I'm still getting nerdy shit in there, but Tom Hardy's Venom. They just posted a pic of. Check it out, Venom. Tom Hardy. They just posted a pic of the new Venom. But it's just a photo of him as Eddie Brock when he's not Venom, so it's just him as Tom Hardy. It might as well just be a photo of Tom Hardy, which it is, but it's him as Eddie Brock. Sorry, anyway.
Don't know what power Mackenzie should have.
What superpower would you like if you could have any? That's the question.
I was serious. I want to be able to eat whatever I want.
Yeah, but that's not a
weight.
Superpower.
Yes,
that's
it
just,
can
that's just
be
like
a superpower.
I wish I could eat anything. Because, like, how do you save people's lives? What would you do? Eat the bullets when they're shot at them? How do you work that out? You got to pick a power, lady. Superhero. Not eating. It's not a superpower.
Invisibility.
All right. Yeah, you could use that. You could sneak up on it. That's like super stealth. Fuck
I
it.
Would
you
be
know what?
Invisible
that beats mine.
And
that, damn.
Mackenzie would be like the Flash. She'd be super fast.
Super fast?
Super fast.
Super speed? Super speed's not bad. You know, people give super speed a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
But think about it. If you're super fast, like, time essentially slows down around you. So you could get so much shit done. Granted, you have to deal with physics. Like, everything else is slow, too.
Yeah.
But you could still get shit done.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You could still, like, you know, You can get to and from work easy. That's for fucking sure. Yeah. Your commute would be chopped in half. And getting ready in the morning. Mm-hmm. Well, no, then you got to deal with water and the physics of water flying in the air and trying to brush your teeth. And physics aren't really taking over because you're going fast, but then
why
everything else
ruin
isn't.
It?
I'm just thinking.
Next question.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, moving on.
What historic figure would make the worst ghost to be haunted by?
Oh, we've had this one before. This is a good
you
one.
You have?
Yeah, it would be someone that is very, like a know-it-all.
Oh, really? I was going
like
to say
know-it-all.
Like Hitler.
Well, clearly Hitler. Well, I mean, yeah, Hitler obviously would to be haunted by, but I'm like... Like, you're trying to think of, like, someone that you'd be like, oh, God, that would suck. And it's like, yeah, Hitler would suck, but it's kind of like, that's, like, the obvious one. Oof. I don't know. Who passed away recently? No, that's terrible. I don't want to play that game. Who's a celebrity that died recently? And I could offend everybody by saying.
I'll play that game.
No.
Because I had one immediately come to mind.
Oh, no. Don't say it, please. Let's keep tap dancing on that line of offending the fuck out of a lot of people. Oh, dead celebrity. A recent dead celebrity. Oh, are you offended? We didn't say anyone yet. You literally are putting whatever dead celebrity you want in that category. So if you want to be offended at yourself, man.
You offended yourself.
Offended yourself, dickwads. Move along. Next. We don't even have to answer that one.
Okay, if you can pick three people in the world to be marooned on an island with, who do you choose and why?
Three people?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I always talk to you, so you'd be one of them, clearly.
That's fair. Because
I'm just like, I always talk to you. And again, Stoddy is a musician. So
entertainment.
You can entertain us, and we're hanging out there, and you can entertain everyone. And then you need someone who's a cook. So Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
No, fuck Paula Deen. She's racist as fuck. Emeril? No. Well, I wouldn't want Gordon Ramsay. He'd be like...
He'd just be mean.
He'd be pissed off and yelling at us, right, you're right, fat pig. You're a fat pig. Fuck you, fat pig. Like, what the... Why are you yelling at me, Gordon Ramsay? I'm just trying to get a Coke and... Right, get the fuck off the tray. You look like a twat. Like, what? That's how we get coconuts, man. Like... I think he'd just be rude to everyone.
I agree.
And we're all trying to survive, and he'd try and take over, and we'd be like, just chill out. We're not, this isn't Hell's Kitchen. We're on an island. So I wouldn't pick Gordon Ramsay. Be you, me, Stoddy. I'm really picking, like, people that I'd be comfortable with.
We're stranded on a desert island.
Ooh, here's a good one. If not a chef, if not Bear Grylls, if not a survivalist, a psychologist. If you're trapped on a deserted island, you need someone who's going to keep your asses in check. So if not a survivalist who knows how to survive, a psychologist who knows how to handle, like, fucked up situations and can, like, kind of coach everyone through it.
Like Hannibal Lecter?
Well, no. You're thinking, geez, why do you always jump? I say psychologist. Every time I say psychologist, you think Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's the horror fan in me.
Hannibal Lecter might be, well, you know, if people die.
He'll only eat you if you're rude to him.
Hannibal Lecter, if you're with people on the island and they die and you got to eat them, are you going to cut them up?
No, but Hannibal Lecter
will. Hannibal Lecter will cut them up.
And as long as you're not rude to him, he won't kill you, so you're fine.
And he'll cook up a good survivor dish.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be like, God damn, like, we I didn't want to cut up, you know, Joseph. But when Joseph died... I was sad, but we got to eat. And Hannibal, he fucking filleted him. He made a really good, it was a good pate. We had a Joseph pate, Joseph liver pate.
God.
It was so good. he had like a pineapple chutney with it. It was amazing. Hannibal Lecter was the best. Best. I don't know how Joseph died, but I'm sure it was natural cause on the island alone with Hannibal Lecter. All right, let's... Who are your peeps?
Well, you.
Okay.
Der.
Yeah, conversations, hanging out.
Yeah.
Good times. I hear you.
Harley cat.
That's not a person.
I don't care.
Do animals... So you would want your pet cat?
Yeah.
That's not useful.
I love him. And...
You could eat him, too, if he dies. I'm just
no!
You oh made a God. Cat stew.
And... Chuck Norris.
So, me, a cat, and Chuck Norris?
Yeah.
All right, that sounds like a good time. You know, Chuck Norris is a survivalist.
Yeah, he would protect us and make us food. Hopefully, not out of Harley.
He's a badass. Yeah, I think he was drafted at one point. He was in the military, and then he learned how to fight under Bruce Lee, and then he was in a bunch of movies. I think he was a devout Christian. He's a good human. He's a good. You know what? If you're stuck on a deserted island, Chuck Norris isn't a bad idea.
Right?
That's not bad. And no, a cat.
Neither is Hannibal Lecter.
Cat stew, if you get hungry. You got a cat.
And I like to think he would hunt stuff.
Well, he could mostly like fend for himself, but then other animals would eat him, possibly.
Or he'd bring us food.
No.
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 Wishful thinking.
He would eat it all.
Next question.
He'd be in survival mode, too.
If you won $10 million and had to spend it in 5 days, what would you buy?
Is it like Brewster's Billions rules, or?
I don't know. It just says you have to spend it in 5 days.
Well, if it's Brewster's, well, fuck, 5 days? Shirt on my back? Brewster's Billions rules? I can't retain, oh, fuck me.
No, you have to spend it in five days.
Spend it in five days? Like, what, like?
Ugh. I guess, or it gets taken away.
Well, I need, like, more parameters here. Like,
If you don't spend it in 5 days, it gets taken away. And if you don't spend all of it in 5 days, whatever is left is taken away.
I can go with the sentimental, lovey-dovey, sappy stuff where it's like, well, I would give most of it to my family and so they could pay off their shit. I'd give most of it to people I loved and cared about so they could take care of themselves. And then I would obviously put a major percentage of it towards investing in property. If not property, then obviously the production. I would put money into that.
Yeah,
clearly, uh-huh. that would be a top priority. But I would want to take care of my family and friends first. That would be the number one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, once they're taken care of, like okay, good, then move on to the investing in because when you get that much money, you need to invest it. It's mm-hmm. like it would be stupid not to.
Yeah.
So you invest that, and then whatever you have left would be budgeted towards your own personal joy, and it would be towards my own production, obviously. I would just be sensible about it, you know. I would put a significant portion towards the production, but the majority of it. And, of course, you know, you'd have to spend some on charities as well. You'd have to set aside a certain amount and be like, that's going to charity. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, it's a great tax write-off.
That's true.
And I hate saying that because it's a shitty thing to say, but it's like guilty free. It's like, hey, you donated the money. Plus, you get it written off. So if you donate a fucking lot, it's more incentive.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true.
So there's a lot of benefits to that. I wish more people with money realized that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Let's get back to, well, this is hypothetical. So it'd be nice to imagine that that's what they'd be like.
Don't I get to answer?
Oh, sorry. Yes. Please have gone on at length.
I would take $1 million and buy a house and a car.
Yep.
And all the shit that goes along with that.
Yep.
And I'd take $1 million and save it for travel.
Oh, you've got it broken down to every million.
No, I don't.
Oh, I was going to say, like,
not
I thought
really.
Every million would be a different endeavor.
No.
That's a good idea.
And then I'd donate some of it and save some of it. And then, oh, crap, I'm going to lose the rest of my money because I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Oh, well, then you have money for fun after that.
Then
after
I just got fun stuff.
If you literally can't think of anything else good to do with it, then you can enjoy it a little bit. I'm not saying all the time, but then you can, like, maybe go on vacation after you've done all that cool stuff.
Well, I have $1 million
have that
for
much
travel already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You have that much money. You mm-hmm. can literally do kind of anything.
You know what I'd probably do? I'd probably do something super ridiculous and buy, like,
an island? What?
No. Like, well, maybe
for $1 million,
but a whole like replica, like I would buy
a whole replica
Harley Quinn's costume from Suicide Squad,
like the actual one,
the actual one,
with
and
the
just
5 million.
Display it in my
I
house.
Wonder if you'd be able, it, like, if it was on auction, because like Margot Robbie may have it, or the studio might hold on to it as cinema history, unless you had like a ridiculous price. What if they wanted $5 million for it?
I would give them $5 million for it.
You're stupid. We're moving on to the next hypothetical. Not even I would do that with the Batman costume or the Batmobile or anything.
Would you accept a $30,000 a week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 8 hours a day?
Fuck. Fuck.
Yes.
Why are you
That's
asking
my answer.
That question?
Yes.
For I eight might go hours? Insane, do I get do breaks, it. Man?
Probably.
I hate asking that. I know I'm not doing anything, but if you're just sitting in a black room for 8 hours a day, like, can I at least look at my phone? Like, can I, like, what? Do I have to just sit there and just sit in a,
I think purpose do I serve? That it would be treated like any other job. So you can go to the bathroom and you get like breaks. Bathroom breaks. And,
you get
food,
like a break every 2 hours. Every 4 hours you get lunch. That whole spiel, and then you get paid time off.
Because otherwise that's illegal.
But then you still got to sit in a dark black room and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 hours at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
But
$30,000 a week.
$30,000 a week.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Well, you could do it for a few weeks and then quit.
And then quit,
right?
Yeah, and then never have to. Yeah.
It didn't say you had to do it till retirement. It just said, would you take that job? You're like, yeah, I'd take that job until I had, like, you know, $5 million.
Take that job, do it for a month.
Until I had
and then
$5 million
quit.
And then go back to the first hypothetical. All right, boom. Thanks for interrupting me. Keep interrupting.
Whatever.
What's the next question? Please and thank you. I'm sorry.
Would you give up true love for $10 million or $100 million?
Could you say it again, please? I'm sorry.
Would you give up true love for $100 million or for $10 million? What about $100 million?
True love?
Mm-hmm.
Priceless. It's like that Visa commercial. True love is priceless.
That's MasterCard, but yes.
Well, fucking whatever, man. Credit card shit. It's all corporate, man. But it's true. True love is you know, you can't buy that, and why would you? For any amount of money, it just wouldn't, I don't know. That's just where I stand on it. But I'm a romantic, I'm sentimental, I give a shit about people. But then some would argue if you give a shit about people, you could use that money to help people. So wouldn't it be selfish? I'd be like, well, yeah, it's selfish. And it's like, well, think logically, think reasonably. And I'm like, yeah, I am thinking logically and reasonably. It's like asking if you'd give everything up for the person that you love to get to have everything, would you give that up? That's legitimately the question.
That is legitimate.
And the answer would be, well, I would, for the person I love, I would consider the amount of money that would help my family. But ultimately, I'm too connected to my heart and my emotions, so I couldn't do it.
I'm the same way.
I'm just too devoted. I'm sorry. Like, that's just the kind of person I am. If someone was like literally that much, I'd be like, go fuck yourself. I care about this person way too much. They mean everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the dumbest decision I could ever make in my life would be to give that up. But that's just my opinion. What the fuck do I know? I don't know shit, clearly. What's the next? So you, all right, we're on the same page. Cool.
We're on the same
page. What's the next? I guess we can sort of round it out with these last two.
Would you rather be a cat or a dog?
Dog. Okay. Wait. Shitting inside. If you're a cat, you get to shit inside. Dogs have to go outside to shit and piss. Cats get to do all that inside. They don't have to go outside.
Uh-huh.
But if you're a dog, you love to go outside and run around, and you get to enjoy nature more.
Mm-hmm.
Cats are just, they don't like to really enjoy nature. They just kind of want to just be cats. Fuck.
But I would be a cat.
But it's like which one has it better? Does a cat have it better because, like, they get to be on cat time and you, like... Because when you're with a dog, it's about, you know, the dog's all about the human. Because the dog's like, I love you, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're with a cat, it's like, I don't care about you. You have to give a shit about me.
I don't know. I'm looking at my cat right now, and I'm like, I could go for that life.
The cat life. I guess it'd be cool. Well,
except
I mean, I
without
guess, but,
being in a cage.
But if you had a dog, you'd be like, you'd want the dog life. If you could have a dog. That's the thing. Would it, like... You don't. Let's pretend you don't have a cat. I know it's terrible, but imagine someone's like, you can have a kitten or a puppy.
I'd have a kitten.
So you'd rather be a cat.
If I had to pick, I would pick a kitten.
If someone offered me a kitten or a puppy, I'd say I want a puppy. So I guess that's what I'd want to be, is a puppy,
and
is a dog.
Funny, because that's very much our personalities.
I'm a dog.
I'm a cat.
I'm a fucking dog.
You're a dog.
You heard it here first.
He's a dog.
Shut up. No, I'm not.
Okay, last question.
Woof.
If you were torturing someone with music, what is the one track you would play on repeat for days on end?
Oh, my God. Anything by Nickelback. Literally, how about the whole Nickelback catalog?
I like Nickelback.
From A to Z, Nickelback. And on a loop until they killed themselves. Look at this photograph. Ugh. Or Creed. Nickelback, Evanescence.
See, I'm going to go ahead and go with a slightly more obvious choice because I still have nightmares from this ride.
Okay.
It's a Small World.
Oh, my God. That's a good one, too. Holy shit. How about any Christmas song? Any Christmas song?
I love Christmas music.
Yeah. On one Christmas song on repeat.
You know what it would be me, would be for me. You know what it would be
It's going to be me?
No.
Sorry.
If I was being tortured with music, what would be the one thing?
Well, hold on. Before we get to the one thing, before we get to that, you've got to give me the fact that if you heard one Christmas song on repeat over and over again, that you would lose your mind. Come on.
It depends on the Christmas song.
Are you kidding me?
If it was a Christmas song by Taylor Swift, then yes.
I think any Christmas song is annoying. It's got the same, it's a Small World thing going on where it's just that annoying and it's only good for Christmas. After Christmas, it's just like, oh my God, kill me.
No, because I have listened to All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, obviously on repeat 4 days on end.
Yeah, but you're picking one specific Christmas song and latching onto it. You're not considering all of the shitty ones that we could pick from. And there's more shitty ones than good ones.
Well, you didn't pick a shitty Christmas song, so then I get to pick the
Rudolph
song.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the classic from, like, the very first time they recorded it on repeat.
I love that song.
Oh, my God.
It would be, I guarantee you, it would be so hard for you to find a Christmas song to torture me with.
I think you're lying. And
anything,
I think,
unless it's by Taylor Swift.
You're full of shit. I think if we sat you in a room and played a Christmas song on repeat, you'd be like, oh, shit, this is real. I can't handle it. Turn it off. I swear to God you would, but you can't think like that because you're stuck.
I'm optimistic.
You're stuck on this upbeat. Glasses half full. Fuck that. All right, what's the next one?
I'm sorry, I'm a positive person.
No, it's okay. It's good that we disagree. It shows that we're not 100.
I came across a question that you guys did in the last Awesome Hypotheticals, and it made me giggle.
Oh, that's funny.
The one about the car crash and picking one person to save.
Oh, do you want
to
answer that one?
No.
Oh. Well, then, fuck it. We'll bring it up, and we'll never remind you what it is. Let's move along.
I think it was like 2 pages ago. I scrolled past it because I wasn't going to ask it.
Well, it's a nice tease for them because they'll never know unless they go back. Hey, more incentive to check out the other Awesome Hypotheticals, by the way, or Awesome Hypos, as they're called in the titles.
Mm.
Just pick, like, one more. I think we should be good after that.
Okay. If you could breed a hybrid animal of any two species, what two would you choose?
Oh, man, this one has come up so many times.
Really? Do you want me to pick another one?
Well, it would always be cat-dog. Cat-dog, dog-cat. Like the ultimate
cat
house
dog?
Pet. The ultimate house pet. Like, and not like cat-dog, the cartoon, where they have two heads and they're both obnoxious. I'm talking about literally one animal that is both cat and dog combined to make the ultimate house pet. You don't have to take it outside to go to the bathroom, but it still loves you mm-hmm. as much as a dog and is still just as like loyal and loving and in your face, and but also can take care of itself like a cat.
That's
it
true.
Would be the ultimate pet. That's what I would want.
See, it's really hard for me because my ultimate animal hybrid already exists, and that is the duck-billed platypus.
Oh.
Because whoever created that animal had a sense of humor. It's a beaver and a duck.
Yeah, I think God took a day off when the duck-billed platypus was made, and I think someone up there was like, oh, shit, I don't know how to do this.
Also,
how about we just put this together and put that together and throw it out? Ah, fuck.
Ligers exist, too?
Yeah, I think that was God just being, like, running out of ideas.
You know what? I take it back. A griffin. I would want a griffin to be real.
Ooh, those are cool.
Yeah.
Those
an
are like
eagle and a lion,
yeah,
right?
They're like mythological griffins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. How about, yeah, I like that. If not a cat dog, griffin is good. Minotaur. Half man, half horse. Is that a minotaur? Or
yes.
Centaur?
No, that's a minotaur.
What's a centaur?
No, that's a centaur. A minotaur is a bull.
Bull man. Man bull. No, I don't like that. That's scary. I like man bull.
Is scary.
Man bull is scary.
What about a mermaid? It's a chicken, a fish.
How about the opposite?
Merman?
Yeah. No, what? No, like the opposite parts where it's like the fish.
Oh, it's like a lady's legs and a fish
yeah,
head?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
That's still a mermaid.
That's
mermaid.
Terrifying.
Still a mermaid. That's not a combo that exists that I've ever heard of. Well, I don't know, like take something like, I don't know. I always thought like, a lizard skinned tiger would be cool. Like a tiger or a panther that had lizard skin. So it had the texture of lizard skin, but no hair, no fur, but it would still look like a tiger, but it would a panther, but it would just have the skin.
Yeah.
I always thought that'd be interesting.
One more that I cannot not ask you.
Okay.
If you were George Lucas.
George Lucas. George Lockett. If you were Georgie Lockett.
If you were George Lucas.
Okay.
What would you have done differently with the Star Wars prequels?
Man, I've asked this one so many times to people.
Well, now I'm asking you.
And this one deserves its own
segment,
like 3-part special.
Yeah. Because you could talk about this.
What would you do with the prequels?
Because you'd have to do each one.
Well, you don't even know them.
I don't, but I still want to know.
So you can't. I mean, for you, it'd be difficult. I mean, George Lucas did them after, in light of Return of the Jedi and how people are all like, well, I don't like people doing different things with stuff I like. George Lucas went and did something different with his own franchise, and even he couldn't get people on his side. If the creator of, like, granted he worked with other people during the process, but if the creator of the said franchise couldn't even catch lightning in a bottle a second time himself, and he had 3 tries, and even he couldn't do it, then I don't think there's any way anyone else could do it. So I don't even think my pompous nerd ass could even be like, well, I clearly would focus more on this element or that element, and I would replace this person. I'd be like, man, so many people have said that and done that. At the end of the day, even George Lucas couldn't fix his movies. I mean, there's been plenty of people on YouTube, and I would urge people to go check out the fan edits. There's this thing called the fan edits of the prequels, where they would take the movies and they took all three and they combined them into that. Well, first of all, they combined, I've heard different variations. There's ones where they took all three and they edited them down so they were shorter and better.
Mm-hmm.
They were still 3 episodes. Then I heard that they split all three into 2, so that there was a part 1 and a part 2, and they got rid of all the other bullshit. They kept all the best elements. They said the fan edits of Star Wars are what saved. And they said that, like, in the prequels. So if you want to see a better version of the prequels, or if you, like, just go watch the fan edits on YouTube. And, like, literally, it's, like, prequels part 1 and 2. You can find any of them, and they're way better. And you can go Google search fan edit prequels, which are the best, and you'll, like, they'll be, like, ratings and rankings, and there'll be, like, different, like downloads.
I might look that up instead of watching the movies.
No, and you know what? You should do that for the prequels, like, because that'll give you, like, a brush-up course on everything. It'll be, like, prequels abridged, but it'll be a better version of it. And,
okay.
And the thing is, a lot of people have said, and we'll wrap up the hypotheticals here. I would ask you the same question, but you never saw the prequels, so.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
But we'll round up the hypotheticals here. By saying George Lucas, when he made the original trilogy, he directed it, but he played it for Steven Spielberg and all of his other friends, and they sat down and watched it, and apparently, I guess De Palma, like, someone walked out. It was the first screening of A New Hope, and they hated it, and they said that it was like, it doesn't make sense, it's not clear, and so he sent it off to this lady who edited, and I think what happened to the Star Wars movies was that thing that it was that crucial element that was like there with lightning in a bottle was not only George Lucas's inspiration, direction, and story ideas, but the editor he had, which was his wife at the time. She has since, she no longer edits the Star Wars movies, and she's no longer around to do them. I think she, in combination with George Lucas, and then in combination with other people, was that element, and now that she's gone, we don't have that. It's like the Beatles, right? It's like you got John, Paul, George, and Ringo. It's like if you had a Beatles reunion, which they've tried to do with just like Paul and Ringo, and it's weird. It's weird. It's like, well, George and John aren't there. What's the fucking point, you know? And even when George was around, it would just be weird if John wasn't, you know? So it'd just be like, what's the point? You can't get. So with the filmmaking aspect of Star Wars, if you lose one of the core elements of that production, which was the editor at the time, you kind of lose that spark.
That's true.
And then you don't completely lose it. I mean, Force Awakens was a spark, and it was great. I loved Last Jedi. I thought it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It felt like Star Wars to me, and I have nothing bad to say. But if people are feeling like maybe it's not the same as the original trilogy, I think one of the crucial elements that's missing is that editor, is the lady who worked on it. And I can't remember her fucking name, but go Google it, because this is awesome hypotheticals. We're not doing Star Wars. Like, we're talking about it now. But I just think it goes to show, like, a lot of people throughout history, like, you would say, if not for, like who created Batman? Everyone's like, well, Bob Kane. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't just Bob Kane. It was a guy called Bill Finger. Bill Finger and Bob Kane. Bob Kane said, I have an idea for a superhero, and I want it to be like a Zorro type guy, and he's like a bat or something. And so Bill Finger went off and took that idea and wrote the origin stories of Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, oh yeah, Bruce Wayne, parents got gunned down in an alleyway, and then he became a superhero and decided that's how he's going to try and save people's lives, and that's what he's going to do. That was Bill Finger. That was mainly Bill Finger who wrote that. But most people know it as Bob Kane. That he's like, because Bob Kane took all the credit. And no one knows that it was both of them together that did it.
Yeah.
But that's the truth of the matter. It's one of those sad facts of history. It's like, in this lady, it's unfortunate that she's kind of like unnamed on the podcast. It's like, I almost feel like we should look her up. Like, let's do that, actually. We owe it to her.
Do you want me to do it?
Star Wars, yeah. Star Wars A New Hope original editor. Whatever her name is, because I think she deserves that kind of recognition. I mean, wow, this is the thing. Whenever we do awesome hypotheticals, it's like this always happens. We'll always end up getting onto some random-ass subject like this, and we'll be like, let's look up the original editor of Star Wars. She deserves to have her voice heard, and we need to honor her memory. And it's like, we didn't even come on here to do that, and now we're doing that. Because we just want to be fair to her memory, to her legacy, and what she did.
Marsha Lucas? Editors, George Lucas, Marco Lucas. Yeah,
that's
Marsha
her.
Lucas.
Yep. Marsha Lou Lucas is an Academy Award-winning American film editor who is most well-known for her work on the early 1970s films of Martin Scorsese. So she worked with Scorsese, and she was
cool.
Married to George Lucas.
Divorced in 83. It doesn't say it. Doesn't
no, they
give
still...
Us
oh, sorry. I thought it said death. I thought it
no,
said
it doesn't
died
give us
said,
a death date.
Oh, God.
She's alive.
She's still alive.
She's 72.
Get her. Oh, I thought she died. I almost feel like
she's
dead now.
And she's fine.
Nope, she died a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. That's what we need to do. We need to edit this show in honor of her.
Okay.
Edit the hell out of it.
All right.
What was her name? Marsha Lucas?
Marsha Lucas.
Is she still married to George Lucas?
No, they divorced in 83.
But she kept the name.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, if I was married to George Lucas, I'd probably keep the name too.
Whoa. Even if you re-upped with a new feller?
Yeah.
Even if you re-upped with a new feller?
Probably.
Who am I? Sam Elliott? Sam Neill? Who's Sam Neill? He's the guy from Jurassic Park, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, well, that's okay. Out of all the hypothetical questions we've gotten, and we always go through, okay, first of all, what was your favorite hypothetical question? And secondly, what have we learned? I like the superhero question one. Anytime I'm asked that, I like it. And also the $5 million question, because, like, you know, normally you're like, oh, man, if I ever get money, I have an idea on what I'd spend it with. But when somebody actually confronts you with the question, what would you do with $5 million? You're like, oh, shit.
$10
million. Or $10
million. In 5 days.
In 5 days. Whatever. Whatever the number is. That, I mean, to me, it's just an exorbitant amount of money.
You know,
just, wow,
I don't think
never.
It's so much the amount of money as much as it is they put a deadline on it. Because if
what
someone's
it is.
Like,
five
if
days.
You had $10 million, what
five
would
days.
You do with it?
Only
you can be
days.
Like, oh, I don't know, I'd save it. But they're like, you have to spend it in 5 days or it gets taken away.
Yeah.
Then you have to think about what you would do with it.
So would that be your favorite hypothetical, or would that be...
No.
No. Is that close to it? What is yours? What is it then?
Mine is the would you rather be a cat or a dog?
Oh, yeah. That's always a good one. That's a classic.
Yeah.
A classic, like hypothetical question you can ask. And these are good ones to do on a first date, even. Not all of them. Just
not
cat,
all
maybe,
of them.
Maybe the cat
there
dog
was actually one.
One
really fucked up one that I wasn't going to read you.
Don't.
I'm not going to.
There's too many. There's too many on.
But I still
online.
Thought it was funny.
You can find
anyway.
Them anywhere. But that's going to. Yeah, I guess I'll do it. Otherwise, what'd we learn?
That you're more creative at answering hypothetical questions than I am.
Hypothetical.
I'm
more clever when I answer hypothetical.
Hypothetical questions.
You're right. No, you're not. Sorry.
Hey!
I'm not more... I mean, you are right, but I'm not more clever. I'm just... Or more creative. I'm just about it. I think too much. Like, I think too deeply about something that... I admire people who just, like, honor... Not honor, but who answer... Honestly, they just go blah. They just go, and I just sit and I think too much, and I give an answer, and then I go no, wait, no, this, wait,
yeah.
no. I always like start and go. Because I'm always like, I'm always going back and re-editing my answers. But I admire people like who can just say it, like you. You're like, nope, that's what I want. I'm good. Move on. I'm like, okay, shit. So that's, wow, that's where we are.
That's what I learned. It might not be true, but that's what I learned.
All right, well, hopefully everything worked out okay. Yay, we did the thing. Thanks Woo! For tuning in. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like the Facebook page. Download and subscribe for free. iTunes as well as Podomatic. Go to Stitcher Podcast Radio. Download, subscribe there for free as well. Go to Creepy Sexy Nerdy on Twitter as well for Vanessa's tweets.
Mm-hmm.
And
Instagram.
Yes.
At @team_awesomeinc.
That's the one. I always forget. But check that out. We'll have more stuff going on there. We got more stuff going on at Simmer Mike YouTube channel again. Simmer Mike, all caps, like I'm shouting at you. Like and subscribe. All right, that's gonna doozer.
Bye. This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.